Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome, friends, for joining us. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we're here live at the Push Fruits Prayer and Praise Conference. Join us.
All right. Hearing you all talk and teach about different things, and I was in a conference on Wednesday night, and the early word, she talked about love, and she talked about the proud look and how we treat one another as saints of God, and it gives us a manipulative spirit and a controlling spirit, and it's not pleasing to God. God wants us to celebrate one another and stop thinking that it's all about us and know that other people need to be considered and not to always just put yourself out there thinking that it's about you. And I just want to say that a proud look is not pleasing to God. God wants us to be humble because Jesus was humble. And if we say we're going to be like Jesus, we must humble ourselves.
Thank you so much. You said some important words, looking like you. It's all about you. And that's the wrong spirit in the first place. As a Christians, we're supposed to carry ourselves like it's all about Jesus, not all about you. You're into self. Get out of self. Let it be. Walk and talk like it's all about Christ, not about you. Man, you get yourself in trouble when you're walking and talking like it's all about you. Thank you so much. God bless you. I'm moving to right now. Hold, I might bring that back tomorrow. Plan to. Wait, this is Friday. Amen. All right. Monday, we may bring that back. God bless you. Let me move to maybe two or three praise reports this morning. I want to get those. If you have praise reports, the line is open to you. Who has a praise report? I do want to thank God for what he did last night on the youth prayer line. It was wonderful. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Gina. You did a wonderful job. All right. Anybody else have a praise report here today? The line is open to you. Tell it. Tell of his goodness. Psalm 105.
Good morning, Sister Gina in Kansas. And I just want to thank God because on yesterday morning I came on the prayer line and I was asking for the prayers of the saints for a situation that I had to deal with yesterday when I got in the office. I was receiving texts while I was on the prayer line dealing with that same-sex partnership and marriage. And it's a very touchy situation in some aspects because one part of me just want to tell them what the Bible says, but then the other part, no, I have to tell them what OPM says. But I thank God that when I got there, the Holy Spirit just led me to get on the phone and call that individual before she called me. Before they called me. And I called and just asked what was the problem. I just listened to them for a while. And after they finished telling me what was going on with them, and I asked what state they lived in and where they were located and all this stuff, I thank God for the Holy Spirit. It just led me to that website that automatically told me what the government says and how it's applied in different states. And I thank God that I didn't get upset. I was very calm with it. I explained it to the person, and afterwards the person just ended up saying, thank you so much. I just wish, you know, that I could have gotten this from the beginning and not just gotten passed around. So I thank God for the wisdom, for the prayers, for the understanding, and for just keeping me during that very, it was almost like it was a setup for my supervisor, but I thank God that he brought me out. To God be the glory.
Thank you so much, Sister Gina, and God bless you so much. All right, I heard someone else is trying to get in on the front line and give you a praise report. Line is open to you.
Yes, Dr. Johnson, this is Evangelist Johnson again in New York. I just want to say that I was trying to get this testimony last week, but I couldn't get in. I had an apartment, and I heard this person crying, and I didn't know who it was. And as I sat in the waiting room waiting for the attorney, that this lady walked in and she was weeping and she was ready to commit suicide. And God blessed me to be able to pray with her and to minister to her. And as I ministered to her, I told her, I said, I'm on a prayer line in the morning. I said, and will you say, thank you, Jesus? I said, if you learn and said, thank you, Jesus, God will deliver you. She said she was a rich lady and that her family had manipulated her out of her inheritance, and the lawyers were trying to get her money back. And I told her if she learned to take her mind off of the money and put her mind on Jesus and not to keep talking about she don't want to live anymore, I said, "But God will bless you. You will get your money back." I said, "Well, most of all, you want to get Christ in your life because he's the one that makes a difference, and he's the one that makes you rich." And she started praising God with me, and when she walked out of that place, I hugged her, and the attorney came out, and the attorney heard me talking to her, and she said, "You listen to this lady because she's going to tell you what is right." And the lady told me that she was going to get in contact with me through the attorney, and she said because she believed that God would work things out for her, and she walked out of there smiling.
Thank you so much. Who is that now? Who's speaking?
Evangelist John,
God bless you. And I see a blessing coming to you too. All right? Thank you. Just because you were there and being used of the Lord at the right place and the right time, and God is going to bless you. Thank you. Can we get one more praise report? Anybody else? Sister Charlotte Gray, I want to thank you for being so kind to our ministry. Thank you so much. God bless you. Do you have a praise report? Or anybody else have a praise report? Line is open to you. Tell of the goodness of Jesus. Anybody else?
This
all right.
Lucille. Can you hear me, Pastor?
Lucille? Mm-hmm. Yes.
I just want to first give honor to God. Yeah. I thank the all the saints on the prayer line, and my pastor, Mother Johnson. I thank the Lord on yesterday. I had got a blessing the other day, and I came home. Well, I got up yesterday. I went to the grocery store. I didn't have no food, and I asked the Lord to bless me with some food, and the Lord blessed me with a refrigerator full of food, and I just thank the Lord for that, for my children.
My mom.
I'm about them eating, and I also thank the Lord for my pastor, because on yesterday, he gave me a call, and I went, at the time he called me, I was putting the food up. And I just thank the Lord for that. I just really thank the Lord for that. And I ask the saints to continue to pray for me.
God bless you. Bless you.
You certainly will, Sister Lucille. And I want to thank you. Oh, my God. She walked around an offering time and gave her tithe and offering and then handed me an envelope. And what a blessing. Thank you so much, Sister Lucille. And thank you, Dr. Stern. Amen. This is Dr. Patricia Stern, such a pastor's encourager. Amen. I appreciate her more than I can say in words. And you too, Sister Lucille. God bless all of y'all. Appreciate you so much. Amen. I made a request the other day. I made a request the other day that you all would help us financially. I'm trying to bite that bullet myself to pay for the convention center. And some of y'all have helped me so much. And thank you. Amen. I'm like that. When I ask somebody for something, I don't like to keep asking. If they don't respond, I'm going to try to do it myself. Amen.
And
thank you.
I want you to know I turned my $100 in already.
Look at that, Mother Jaffa. You said, no, you turned more than that in.
Well,
you
I
did.
Had, I had $25, and I had to pay that, so I had pledged to give that $100 they asked for, that 15 people will give us. $100. I paid my $100 and the $25
yes,
I had paid already. So I thank God for that. I've got my
$100. Amen. Amen. This is Friday, the only day that we normally really ask for money unless the Lord needs us differently. It's on Friday. Amen. I think the Lord is leading us into a time of giving. I don't like to do that myself. I don't want a lot of talking, just let's receive the gifts now. Let's receive the gifts. Amen. Dr. Stern, are you there? Kind of get those gifts for me.
Sir, I'm here Amen. This morning. Praise the Lord. God bless you all this morning. We know what time of day it is and the time of the week that it is. We are at the close of the week, and we have had 5 wonderful days with Dr. Johnson on First Fruit Prayer Line. He's been on the line every morning, and we want to receive a love offering for him this morning. And I want to just let you all know that make your way to Walmart. Everybody has a Walmart in their area. or you could go to any place where you see that there is a MoneyGram place. But Walmart is the place, and you go in there with the get a MoneyGram, amen, and all you have to do is fill out your name, address, and then on 7, you just write Dr. Vernard Johnson, that's V-E-R-N-A-R-D, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, and you put his telephone number, and after that, you will give it to back to the clerk. They'll ask you how much, and they'll circle your reference number and give him a call to let him know that you were thinking about him on today. And I thank God for that, because your word is your bond. When I tell Dr. Johnson I'm going to bless him, I bless him. Amen. I don't have to tell nobody. I do what I do. And God bless you all on this morning. And I tell you, you'll feel so much better when you give and sow into good ground and good seed. And Dr. Johnson and First Fruit Prayer Line is good ground and good seed. God bless you all on this morning.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stern. And some of you who want to give it online, you can go to Walmart online. There's a place there where you can give by credit card. They have some of you who know about that, you can help me on that. But they can give by credit card and send that MoneyGram by credit card. Put a MoneyGram on the World Wide Web, Walmart first, and then look for MoneyGram and then give it by MoneyGram. God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you. Every gift you give. Amen. I'm just simply trying right now to pay for the convention. Amen. Let's come here in June the 19th through the 22nd. Amen. And you have not because you ask not. I ask you all for your help. Amen. The first convention we had, I ended up about $60,000 I had to pay. I'm not a wealthy man. I'm just a man of faith. And in order to pull that convention off, we had to do some things. And it cost us several $1,000s. But man of my word, and we pulled. The Lord through us pulled it off. And then so many others who helped. Thank you. I had to bite that bullet. But I want you to have the opportunity to help this time, if you will. Amen. If you will, thank God for you. All right, you got the instructions. I'm moving on. Before we close here today, I want to get a few urgent prayer requests. Don't forget Sister Ernestine Riley. I want you to call her and encourage her. 402-312-7619. Get your pins. Amen. You didn't let me down for Mother Johnson. I want you to call Sister Riley. You ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Get your pen. Get your pencil. Waiting on you. Amen. All right, let's go. 402-312-7619. And we'll hear from her tomorrow. She's on the line. Amen. 402-312-7619. Call her and encourage her. God bless you. Y'all are so kind. Amen. As I would say, if I was at Amazing Grace, you're the best members in the whole wide world. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amazing things happen at Amazing Grace, and Amazing Grace is a place where amazing things happen. All right, God bless you. On this prayer line, amazing things happen. And thank you so very much. If you get a prayer request, let me ask one of the assistants. We got a lot of assistants on here. Thank God for Pastor Strada. I haven't heard from Pastor Williams in a long time. I don't know if he's still participating with us, but we thank God for him. Amen. And thank God for Ambassador Julie Hagan. Amen. Thank God for Dr. Pfeiffer, Eleanor Pfeiffer, and for Prophetess Gail Stith as an Arkansas delegation down there, and for Dr. Patricia Stern, of course, for Mother Edna Johnson. That's my 94-year-old mother that you just heard a while ago, and for my wife and the one and only Sister Betty Joyce Johnson, amen, and for our special assistant, who is such a great help, amen, such a great help to First Lady Betty and also to me and to Amazing Grace. That's Deaconess Gina Hodges. Amen. Thank God for all of our sisters for helping. Dr. Mary Lacey, how could we forget her? Amen. She's been with us a long time. Thank you, all of you. But one of you, if you would go ahead and get a few, maybe three, maybe four prayer requests, and then we'll have a word of prayer, and we're out of here today. The line is open to you. We'll get those prayer requests.
Good morning. God bless everyone again. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mother.
God bless. Mother Jen.
Go ahead.
God bless every one of you. I have a prayer request, and I want you to keep me in prayer, and not only me, but my grandson. I'm looking forward to the Lord bringing him out from behind those walls. And I'm saying keep him in prayer. And Mother Harry Smith and Sister Dolly Taylor, I ask you, and Mother Byers, I want you to ask in prayer for those. And if any of you have a prayer request, I give you a prayer request now. Are there anyone have a prayer request? Anyone?
Sister Lucille, I'm asking prayer for my brother. He's in prison. He has 50 years in prison. I'm asking that the Lord send him home. We need him home. He's about the strongest man in our family right now, so we need him home.
Thank you, Jesus.
And pray for my children.
God bless you, Lord. There's another prayer request.
Good morning, Mother Johnson. This is Charlotte, 816. I have a friend, Miss Eddie Johnson. We had prayed for her previously about a big, large knot on the front of her chest. They finally are going to go ahead and drain it or remove it. So I want to first put her on the prayer request this morning, Miss Eddie Johnson. She is a lady. And then I want to ask God to give me double for my trouble for this car, my car. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. One more prayer request. Are there another prayer request?
Keep it through. You request a prayer for myself.
God bless Sister Peterson. I have had three prayer requests back in your hands, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm going to ask for somebody, a volunteer who feels led to pray this morning. Amen. We only have about 8 minutes. Amen. If you would pray for all these persons. Do we have a volunteer? If not, I'll pray.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson.
Go ahead, Dr. Pfeiffer. No, you pray.
Amen. God bless you. And is it all right if we just welcome any guest? I had invited someone on, Barbara Crawford. I'm not sure if they're here today, but God just bless all our first-time callers today. Amen. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
God
thank
bless
you so much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for waking us up.
Thank you
for forgiving our sins, oh God, even when we forget to ask you. Uh-huh. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You forgive us anyway, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know our hearts. You know our minds, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
We've asked that you keep our minds stayed on you.
Yes.
Keep our hearts, oh God, turned toward heaven in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And right now we just ask, oh God, if you will open up the windows of heaven, that you hear our cry and hear our call, oh God. Bless our family, our first family, oh God, of first fruit, the Johnson family in Jesus' name. Bless our leader. In Jesus' name. Bless the finances, oh God, we pray. Bless Lady Betty in Jesus' name. Lift her up, lift her up. Bless Mother Johnson, hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for restoring the joy in our heart and the strength in our voice in Jesus' name. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. The devil, has to be rebuked. He thought he was coming. He thought he was coming to discourage. But, oh, God, we rebuke him in your name. And we thank you, oh, God, for restoring her joy. And right now we ask that you answer her prayer request, Lord Jesus. Touch that grandson. Open up those prison doors, oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let him walk free, oh, God, in Jesus' name. Work it out, Lord God. Work it out. Work it out. We call Thomas back forth. We call him forth, oh God, in Jesus' name. Work it, work it, work it, Lord Jesus. Open up the prison doors in Jesus' name. All those that are behind prison bars, oh God, you promised they would be released, and we pray right now. And we seal it, and we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Bless, oh God, even Mother Smith, Mother Taylor, Mother Byers, Mother Owens, oh God. Look on them, look on them, look on them, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let miracles come today. Strength, oh God, in the legs and the knees and the arms and the joints, oh God. Ha! Bless right now, oh God, even the sight and the voices, oh God, in Jesus' name. Touch and heal, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the finances, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Bless right now in Jesus' name. Touch all the grandchildren, the great grands, and the great great grands, oh God, in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all the grandmothers. Thank you for all the grandmothers and the great grandmothers and the great great grandmothers, oh God, that are praying for their children. We pray that they be here, oh God, to see it come to pass. Strengthen and lengthen their days and their time in Jesus' name. Encourage their hearts, Lord God. Lift them up where they belong, above the storm, above the rain, oh God, in Jesus' name. Lift them, lift them, lift them in Jesus' name. Thank you for your signs. Thank you for your wonder. Thank you for the fresh oil, oh God. Thank you right now. And bless Mother Sister Lucille, oh God, in Jesus' name. Touch that brother that's in prison, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let it be your will, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let his will be your will in Jesus' name. Turn his heart around, his mind around. Give him the pray, oh God. Let them feel the effects of the prayers of the righteous in Jesus' name. Let the prayers, oh God, be so fervent that they will fall afresh on them in your name, we pray. Every soul behind prison bars, even those, oh God, that have committed crimes and the judgment was that they belong there, oh God. Even if they belong behind prison bars, we ask you, touch, touch, touch. In Jesus' name, heal, oh God, in your name. Touch them, Lord Jesus. Lift up their burden, bow down head. Lift the burden, oh God, of heaviness and weights off of them in Jesus' name. Let them begin to seek you and turn, oh God. Let there be a rumbling and a shaking and a moving in the jail cell in Jesus' name. Let them begin to pray, oh God, even behind the prison wall. In your mighty name. That's Sister Charlotte, oh God, in Jesus' name. You know how to bless and bless in a home. Bless a prayer request, oh God. For she's always blessing and prayer, making a request for others. But bless her home, oh God. Bless her family. Bless her children in Jesus' name. Bless Sister Eddie Johnson, oh God. Melt the knot that is in the chest. You're able to do it, oh God. We put it before you. You say we have not because we ask not, because we asking, oh God, this morning that you take control. You be the doctor, Lord Jesus. You know how to melt it. You know how to resolve it in Jesus' name. Take control, oh God, in the hospital room, in the ICC room, in Jesus' name. Take control, oh God. Let hearts be motivated and moved, oh God, to serve you and to praise you. Even those that are in comas, oh God, bring a word to their mind into their heart, oh God, where they would thank you and praise your holy name. And we glorify you. Touch, oh God, and give a double for her trouble.
Yes, Lord.
Right now, right now, this day, oh God, we pray that we heads be lifted up, that we will praise you, oh God, and we will exalt you, Lord Jesus. We will continue, oh God, hallelujah, to dig deeper in your word, to go higher in you, Lord Jesus. Bless Sister Peterson in a special way, oh God. Touch her from head to toe right now in Jesus' name. All those, oh God, that are on mute and unable to come off, all those that are on the blog line, Lord Jesus, we ask right now that you would be the blog narrator, that you will, oh God, strengthen your people worldwide, that you would be their shepherd, you would be their guide, you would be their guiding light in Jesus' name. And we thank you for your blessings. Thank you right now, oh God, for intervening, and we rebuke the enemy that comes to devour your people, that comes to kill your people, comes to steal from your people. We rebuke the devourer, oh God, and right now we praise ye, oh God, hallelujah. We praise you in the sanctuary. We will praise you, oh God, hallelujah, in the firmament of your power. We will praise you, Lord Jesus, for your mighty, mighty, mighty acts, oh God, hallelujah, according to your excellence. We will praise you, oh God, for your greatness in Jesus' name. And we thank you right now for lifting every burden, lifting every weight, lifting every sin in Jesus' name. And we count it done, oh God, and we give it to you, Lord Jesus. And we ask that you're blessed this weekend. Let it be a prosperous weekend. And all those that are sending gifts, all those that have a gift, even though they may not have said it, but Lord, let them send a blessing. Let them be a blessing in Jesus' name. And we count it done, Lord God. We count it done in your mighty name, because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for being our shield. We thank you for being our petitioner. We thank you, oh God, for being our advocate in Jesus' name. And we thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you, thank you, thank you, in Jesus' name, for answering our prayers, for looking on us, oh God, for blessing, for opening up the windows, giving us our heart's desire, in Jesus' name. Bless your people everywhere, oh God, everyone on the prayer line. Touch, heal, and deliver right now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hana, Inaha. Glory,
thank you, Jesus.
He counted done. Yes, 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 yes. Counted done.
Yes, yes.
We love you.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God bless you. What a wonderful prayer, Dr. Pfeiffer. God bless you. Amen. All you, we love you. Amen. We'll see you back again. I'll hear you back again on Monday morning if the Lord says the same. Please keep me in your prayers. Amen. Again, those who are coming by way of world through the auspices of GMAP are the block line. Remember, I need your help to get this 1,000 times a day. Praise is going up. Blessings will come down. Amen. We love you. Keep me in your prayers if you would. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Yes, go ahead.
Dr. Bernard, may we have permission from Mother Johnson's address, please?
The address for whose address now?